Welcome to Gamercast, where Adam is confused. We're at episode 78.
Yes, 78. I'm Paul.
And I'm Adam.
Yep, and this is July 8th, 2007, episode 4.
Running a smidge bit late for all the live users because I was late getting out my motorbike test. And my car roof leaks, so I was having to deal with newspaper and soggy seats. And
yes, that is also why Adam is eating.
Because I haven't had a chance to make myself dinner. I literally pulled up, got my leathers off, shoved it all on the bed and put my trainers on and came up.
Shh, dude. Eat quietly. Dude, eat faster. Dude, quiet. Dude, fast. Right, anyway, some housekeeping stuff to start off with. One, we want everybody to dig us.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our website, gamercast.net, you will see on the right-hand side of the page a dig icon. Dig us.
Because dig every episode.
Because at the moment, we're on page 19, which is crap. So we need to be on page at least one with like 1,000 digs.
But don't just dig us because you dig the show. Dig the episode.
Yeah, dig all the episodes. Dig your favourite episodes as well. Because then we know what people like.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee they will like this episode with the constant munching in the background.
Yeah. I finished now. Last bit of crumbs.
Dude.
No more noise.
Dude.
Sorry, I can resist.
Look, man, you made Stabber left the chat. He left, man. You scared him off.
My loud rustling. That's it.
Indeed. Right. Anyway, second housekeeping note. Give us money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the right-hand page of the website, you will see links to donate money and how much money this is costing us because it's really expensive. Unless somebody wants to give us a Windows server, which we can stream from, if they want to donate one of them, that would be handy. So yeah, donate us one of them, or give us money.
Even if it's just a dollar, or a pound, or a euro.
Well, you know, make it at least 10. Because PayPal munch off like a dollar anyway.
Right.
So if they send a dollar, PayPal have like a dollar 20. And then it's like, dude, no, my money, my money. It's like the scene from a Lethal Weapon where all the money goes in the water.
Mm.
My money. No, it's our money, isn't it? Our money. With the South African dude.
Yeah, he's been decaffeinated.
The money man. Ooh, Stabber, who's in the chat room, says he tried to dig us.
And it failed, did it?
It failed because he needs to register and log in to dig.
Register with dig.
Well, yeah, otherwise any nut job could just come along and just keep pressing the button.
Because yeah. I presume you can only dig once per episode.
Yeah. Third housekeeping note, what have we got? You must have a third housekeeping note.
Keep the letters streaming in.
Audio letters, we've not had an audio letter.
We haven't had audio letters, no, we like to hear stuff. You know, it's nice that you can sit there and listen to us, but it'd be nice if you can say stuff. Because fair enough, I must admit we get some really good stuff, feedback from the chat room. But when we're in the middle of the show, I can't remember it all, we don't write it down. And I'll forget by the next episode. So if we seem to agree that, oh, that's a good idea in the chat, follow it up with a letter or send us something.
Post it on the blog.
Yeah.
That's what the blog is there for.
And then it'll be emphasized a bit more. A bit like, the other way that was done was the continuously mithering of it because someone kept mithering about Supreme Commander. You didn't know a clue what they're going on about. And finally I decided.
Ah, Supreme Commander. The game that is good.
And I went and had a look, went, oh my god, Paul would love this if Command & Conquer 3 wasn't coming out. And Paul had a look at it and went, I don't care if Command & Conquer 3 is coming out, I want this game. And before you know it, Supreme Commander is the game we play.
Before you know it, we are Supreme Commander addicts.
Yeah. I have to take patches.
Indeed.
So yeah, I'd say that's about it.
Yeah, so that's our housekeeping notes over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to thank Paul C and Bobman for donating money to the show.
Yep.
Because that is good. We also would like to thank all our loyal fans for promoting us all over the web. So I see all these links coming in from various forums now and then. Mm. So that's good. We like to see that. Anyway, on with the letters. Right, we had one from Mr. Ho again.
Excuse me.
Hi, my name is Ian Ho from Liverpool, UK. Last episode, I looked up his IP address and it belongs to AOL US. So he's not an American.
No.
Well, he might be an American living in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Good show, guys. Gamertag, Mr. Ho 101.
Cool.
We also had a post on the blog from Azrael PC. He says, great show, guys! Exclamation mark. I really liked the review for Resident Evil 4, even though I've never played it. So that was Adam's piece, so...
Thank you.
I have seen it played, and having played GoldenEye on the N64, I can fully understand what you were saying with the wish to take movement and controls for your person and the gun controls on separate hands, because that is the way that first-person shooter is set up on most PC games. I've listened to your show now since episode 74, because that's when I picked up my Creative Zen player. Also, my mate Scarfum is a renter. That's the dude who had like a million gamer score.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, he rents all the games. That's not... I should do that.
Well, yeah, we mentioned in a previous episode about the fact that I managed to get a Blockbusters card and I'm going to rent it. I actually went in...
Yeah, let me borrow the games as well.
Well, that's the idea, is the fact that we can rent out a game, I can bring it up, and me and Paul can have a go on it, so we both played it at the same time. And I actually had a look down, because I managed to try and find where the hell the rental section is, because they sell a lot of games in Blockbusters. So I found it and had a look, and there was a reasonable good selection of Wii and Xbox 360 games. Fortunately, they have no PC games, but... which is a pain in the butt.
Well, they're so easy to copy, aren't they?
And I'm also waiting to see whether or not they will be willing enough to start renting out PlayStation 3s, which I imagine they may do in the future. So if they do that...
Nah, there's no money in it, is there?
Yeah. But if they did, then we'd rent one and have a go on that. But unfortunately, you'll have to stick with what we own. We only own Xbox 360 and I own a Wii. So... I had a look, and all I could see was DS games for sale. I couldn't see any DS games for rent, which is a bit annoying, because it means I can't do any of the games I wouldn't be willing to buy, because I only buy certain DS games. So we are limited on what we can actually use. But I'm going to start doing that in the future when I've got a bit more money, because money's tight at the moment, because I'm doing my bike test.
Yeah, and we have to pay like £100 a week for Gamercast.
Yeah, I already had to fork out 50 quid this month.
Hey, that's what you owe me for all the months you didn't pay.
That's what I mean. It's drained me out. That and tickets for a gig, and I'm drained.
He also goes on to say, I hope your friend that had surgery is feeling better.
Thank you.
And I hope your bike test goes well also.
It's going well. I've just got to do a little bit more because of rain. It got rained off a bit.
Looking forward to your next show, mates. Arr, matey.
Arr, mateys.
Yes, that's cool, man. We like new listeners who actually like send feedback.
Yeah, we like that.
Instead of just downloading the podcast and illegally copying it and giving it to all their mates.
More.
Oh, did
like
you
that.
The Red versus Blue episode where Church was moaning that people were downloading the show for nothing and wanted to sue them all? We should do that. We should sue everyone for stealing our episodes.
You can only listen to it if you listen to it from the show.
You can only listen to it if you give us money. Yeah, and Sarge was like acting the lawyer dude, and he said he reckoned he'd get like $35 million from each person they sue. Oh, good episode. Anyway, oh man, we've got a big letter here. This is from Oxlow, who is in the chat room. Hey, Oxlow.
Yo.
Hey guys, Paul, Adam, in brackets. A couple of games that got my attention in the last week. After recently playing Paul in quite a few games of Command & Conquer 3, my interest in RTS games have been renewed. I would like to point out I have won all those games.
I would imagine so.
Although he's not bad.
Kick my ass?
He... maybe. Could go either way, I think. But he spams a lot. In the last game, he just spammed loads of bulldogs, and it's like, dude, strategy. Don't just spam bulldogs and drive them into my base. Because look, I've got 50 mammoth tanks there, and they're blowing all your bulldogs up. Yeah, anyway, the next RTS that caught my eye was Medieval 2 Total War Kingdoms. I know it only an expansion. That is what he wrote. I know it only an expansion. But from what I've heard, it's going to be massive.
Well, just a point in there. There is a big difference in the style of RTS.
more medieval is less RTS and more
strategy,
turn based.
Yeah, you've
got
it
both
is from
elements.
Total War. My dad plays Shogun Total War, and it is designed so you play it as if you are.
As if you're playing Civilization.
Yeah, you've got all your units and you have to strategically move them as you would in a real war. Where in Command & Conquer, it's not as much because it's classic RTS. You've got a base, you build it, and you move them out.
Just imagine in Iraq, you've got the US military there, and they've got this building they just put together, and it's building tanks and, like, more men.
Yeah. So you, at least they get
the
away
with it. Clone factory.
They get away with it in Dawn of War because nobody just magically comes out of the bunker. Before it's finished loading, a drop pod with the men in will land at that barracks and it will get taken inside and then they come running out. So I like that sort of twist. But yeah, it's much different than if you've not played any of the Total War series. Be prepared that it will be more strategic and it's less about building bases and just sending out as much flown junk as you want at
Ooh,
your
man.
Enemy.
I think we've got Wiss in the chat room. Hey, Wiss, dude.
Wiss. He.
Anyway,
but yeah, it still is good. I must admit, the series is very good. My dad wants to get the Rome part of it.
Also, from my limited experience of Medieval 2 Total War, the thing that annoyed me most was not being able to control reinforcements. In Kingdoms, you're able to control reinforcements. I heard that it will hopefully be out in September. I'm not sure how accurate that date is. Probably completely not accurate. Probably like August next year. I also saw and played Colin McRae Dirt for the first time this week. The thing to note is that this game is not just about rallying and it's more off-road in general.
Mm. Bit kind of like Dakar sort of stuff. But I'll do it.
There is good and bad with this game though. The good is this game is the most beautiful racing game I've ever played. If you have a beefy rig, graphics card, or maximum detail, you can even see the dust being blown by the wind. And that's nothing. The big major drawback of this is its multiplayer is the crappiest piece of junk of ever and reason what? It is the crappiest piece of junk ever. There should be a comma there. And the reason I will not be buying the game. The most fun I've had playing racing games is a multiplayer against other people. I do not think that it would be possible to make racing with a worse multiplayer than this. The game would be better without any multiplayer because it is so bad it drags the game down with it. So that's from Mr. Oxlow.
Thank you very much. That's very good letter. Like that.
He should send an audio review of next time.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, man, Wish says his Nintendo DS dongle thing isn't working because he's been trying to get it to work. That's why he's late for the show. Well, that's okay, because we were late as well.
You haven't missed much.
You haven't missed much at all. We ain't done anything.
I haven't tried the dongles yet. I've only ever hooked my DS up through my router, which is always the best way.
A router for our American listeners.
Yes, a router.
Router.
As we had to find out, because I do work with Americans.
We route traffic, but it's still called a router.
Mm. Yeah, it's confusing as hell.
It's not confusing as hell. It's silly. Route. You route traffic. It's called a router because it routes traffic. Anyway.
Where a router in England is a big machine that digs up the earth.
Yeah, Stabeth says dongle, lol. Lol, funny. Right, whatever.
Dingle, dongle, dingle, dangle.
So a few things in the news this week.
Mm-hmm.
One, Portal Forums has been given a complete overhaul.
Looks very nice.
Yeah, I've been working on it for the past couple of days, and I'm happy with it now. So yeah, go to portalforums.net for those listeners who don't really hang out there, and have a look.
Yeah, it looks nice. I like all the new icons, all animated.
Well, yeah, it's based on PHP BB3, Release Canada 2. Pro Silver theme.
Is that why your desktop is so busy?
Yeah, that's all...
Crap. From it.
Look, now we've got Style Sheet. Ooh. And style and content.css. Woo, man.
Ooh,
and a view topic, blah, 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 blah. See, let's get rid of that. Stabeth says everyone should use the Hello Kitty theme. Right, whatever. I put that on there for a joke. People actually, there's like 2 million people actually using it.
Really?
No, there's nobody using it, but he's like saying everyone uses it. Anyway, Microsoft extended the Xbox 360 warranties.
Mm-hmm.
Asterisk for Ring of Death failures, the red lights.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you get a red light failure, you've got a 3-year guarantee.
Which is good, because sometimes that might just pop out of nowhere, because out of all of my Xbox 360s, it's been a different time period between each one. First one was 2 days, next one was a week, the one after that was majority of the way through the year, and the next one is running fine.
So yeah, Peter Moore put up a letter on Xbox.com. He says, as of today, all Xbox 360 consoles are covered by an extended warranty program to address specifically the general hardware failures indicated by 3 flashing red lights on the console. This applies to new and previously sold consoles. While we still have a general 1-year console warranty, 2 years in some countries, we are announcing today a 3-year warranty that covers any console that displays 3 flashing red lights error message. And Microsoft will repair the console free of charge, and anyone who's actually paid for repairs will get the money refunded.
What about pre-owned? If you
pre-owned is also covered.
Right. That's good.
So yeah, that will really annoy all the people trying to flog extended warranties, because the 3 red lights are the main.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the only fault you're
going to
get.
It's the majority fault you'll get. Yeah. And even if the console does go wrong, you could probably get a 3 red light error by doing things.
Well, the other thing is to remember, a lot of people are kind of worried about
like 3 light. Like donating the console to Gamercast, and we will destroy it, and yeah, you can have it back, and we guarantee that there will be 3 red things flashing on the machine.
Well, the other thing is, you have to remember, like the old Xbox, which had orange light instead of red, it was there as a safety feature, and it still is a
safety.
Why
is it safety?
Well, if the fault occurs...
Well, if there's a fire in the house, does the Xbox, like, pull out its fire extinguisher?
No, that'll probably be for the Xbox 1080. Now, basically, if you look at a PlayStation 2, normally the only fault that will pick up on is unable to read the disc, but it has to be really bad, and all it does, it won't read it. But the Xbox would always say, I can't read this disc, it's either the wrong format or it's dirty. And if it's got a fault, it automatically just won't play and comes up flashing the red light, so there is a fault. Do something about
it. It doesn't wait for an hour into the game and then just like
crash, or
like all the textures disappear and it freezes up after a few minutes.
Yeah,
like the PlayStation,
where most people who had PlayStation 2, I had PlayStation 2 and I've never received any fault with it whatsoever, and I had Mark 1 and I was lucky. But I know people that came into the shop and they were experiencing problems constantly by the time they get to this level, and it's just because it's slowly on its way out, or there's a fault and it was just wearing it down. Or at least as he tells you in advance, because fair enough, these things could catch fire. It's an electrical appliance. Electricity.
Oh, come on, electrical appliances don't catch fire anymore. Oh, wait, what was that with the PlayStation 2 a few years ago?
Then they had to change the plugs.
What was that with the Sony laptops, which were like exploding?
Batteries were catching fire.
Yeah, so yeah, electrical appliances probably safe.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Causing most fires. Right.
Wiz says, just drop it. I did, and it worked again.
Well, we tried all sorts of mine putting it in the freezer, but I actually found red lights aren't coming on because there's a fault. There actually isn't anything wrong with my Xbox 360. The fault is it keeps thinking there is a fault, because when there's a proper fault, no matter how many times you turn it on and off, the red lights will stay there unless it's overheated and you've cooled it down. Mine, the red lights come on, you turn it off, turn it back on again, and it works fine for hours. And he just kind of said to me, yeah, it's the 3 red light system is faulting, not the actual Xbox. Fair enough, the Xbox could fault eventually, but the Xbox works fine. Silly thing. It's daft.
Still good.
Yeah,
No, that's good news. Extended warranty. It makes people feel a little more happy about it.
Yeah, they also admitted that when he was interviewed on Major Nelson's webcast, he admitted that they had got way too many back returned as to be repaired already and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I mean, they say in this letter here, and frankly, we've not been doing a good enough job.
That'd be a message for you.
Yeah, you can do the next slide.
Right, the next item, Xbox 360 Elite, coming to Japan October 11th, which is a bit of a disappointment because I was expecting that to be for us. Now,
the rumour is August 24th for Europe.
Right, so...
But that is still rumour, unconfirmed.
So they're saying that the ass end of the market will be receiving it on the 11th. So, okay, so if they're going to say Japan is going to be the last people to get it, then it means that they'll all be out by 11th of October.
But who knows? I mean, officially, that's...
Yeah. If you
all we know is Japan, October 11th.
If you're not a...
Europe is speculation at this point from sources which are unknown.
Yeah, if you're not a person who's thinking, it's only black, it's better, but I cannot be bothered to trade mine in just for a black one, it's a waste of money. And to be honest, you will lose out on money. Do not be disheartened. This is bringing newer things to light because of the fact that you will be able to get your hands on the hard drive. Now, someone has stated a whisper that there's a new cable or something coming out to allow you to have the same facilities as the high-definition cable that's coming with that one. But also, if you are thinking of getting a Xbox 360 and you do not own one, you know, not everyone has one yet, and you're thinking of waiting for the Elite and you're unable to get one, just keep waiting because eventually all of the premiums will be exactly the same apart from the larger hard drive size. So they will
They'll have the larger hard drive.
They will have the larger
hard drive. They'll be the same other than their white.
Right, okay. I thought it was just going to be the cable that's going to be...
No, they get rid of the crappy 20 gig drives.
So it's going to be an upgrade. So the black is the limited edition version, and then it'll just be black and premium. Which is good. I think it needs to be done, because no one wants to pay for the smaller one. People just want to have a big one. Because look at what happened with the Sony. Sony have stopped producing of the smaller hard drive because no one seems to want to buy it. Because I think the main problem with Sony is that once you've got the small one, there is only one way to upgrade. Trade in, rebuy.
Oxlow on the chat room says, back, I hate being sick.
Oh, poor guy. I hate vomiting. I think the worst time I ever had it was when I had a virus that I caught off my mum, so I knew what was coming. Had a big dinner. Felt really bloated, went upstairs, and I just felt like I really needed to go to the toilet. So I had diarrhea. And my mum, as soon as she heard me do it, she came running upstairs with a bucket, passed me. I looked to her like, why are you giving me I'm going to be sick. And then you had projectile vomit with diarrhea at the same time. It hurts your chest, and you feel like you're going to die. It's awful.
Dude.
Wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Dude, enough. We don't need stories about your body like breaking down.
No, it's not good. So I feel I know where you're coming from. Being sick is almost awful. Awful. Awful thing.
I'm never sick, so I don't really know. I'm cool.
My mate Lou cannot stand anyone vomiting near her. Sight, smell, or sound will make her vomit on the spot instantly, even if she feels absolutely fine.
Stabber says, I'm glad we all heard that. Wish says he's also been ill as well.
This must be going around.
Yeah. Gimracast, withdrawal symptoms from the week we missed.
I found out that you can catch pneumonia, but you can't catch like the cold or the flu from being outside in the cold weather. Because the virus doesn't like the cold weather either. So the best place for the virus to be is in your home. So when you go out, you catch it when you're actually cold and wet and your immune system goes down. You're more likely to catch it when you walk into a warm house and you are staying outside. You still catch pneumonia, but you'll catch the flu when you go in somewhere warm. So that's the reason why.
Well, duh. I mean, germs and stuff can't live. Need a host.
Yeah, and
they need something to chill out in.
Yeah.
Like people. That's why you have to be a hermit. Like me.
Yeah. Just pass
Dude.
It on. Pass it along.
You've broken my germ-proof seal in my room.
I told you, every time I come round, wear a hazmat. I always find it funny when you get people in hazmats in films, but they're just kind of like these helmets that flat down. They haven't sealed anything. It's like, get that duct tape around your wrist. Seal that lid, you know. I don't know why the hell they make hazmat suits out of just rubber. They all want to make them out of Kevlar. So, because you always see that guy, and he'll walk past him at sharp. Oh, I'm going to die because I've ripped my hazmat suit open. The thing should be reinforced with Kevlar so that you can't get a knife or a sharp bit of glass as you're walking through this weird infested thing and you... Oh, my arm. Happens in every movie. It's just...
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
They put on the suit and the suit gets broken. It's... I mean, come on.
It had been an outbreak.
Every time.
Right. you're gonna looking.
Checking my phone.
Check the phone. Right. So next one, which I'm liking. Shall I announce it?
Yeah, get on with it, dude.
Gears of War is coming to the PC. So I'm presuming this is Games for Windows.
And Live.
And Live, so it'll be on the Live system. I'm guessing because this is a Games for Windows game, will this be, they announce whether or not they're going to be using the technology to allow sharing of play against each other with the Xbox 360, considering Gears of War is an Xbox 360 title, where Halo 2 is not, it was an Xbox title. So,
short answer, I don't know.
Right, so they haven't announced whether or not it is or not, so that might be interesting to find out soon, whether or not you're going to be able to do that. Because I must admit, it would be quite cool if it's a straight port from Xbox 360 to the Windows platform, is that...
Well, it looks like a straight port, but it looks like it's got some extra content as well.
Yeah.
Is there a few scenes in that video which weren't in Gears of War?
Right, okay. So it might be an opportunity, a bit like what they've done with Halo 2 and Halo, where they were able to add extra content. It might not have been extra to the game, but they've been able to add extra weapons and extra features and stuff. So,
Stabber says again, holy shit! Dude, don't swear. It's pouring here. Thunder just made me jump out of my seat. And then he did a big smiley face thing. Shadowrun does that and it works really well.
Apart from the spec issues are a bit annoying. But, yeah.
Well, not for long with your uber new PC.
Yeah, I'm not planning to get it. I've got to get the bike first. And then I'm going to save up.
But get the bike, get the PC.
I've decided no upgrading. I'm just going to save up for a PC. But it may hold out and I might save up enough to actually get a really nice one to save having to upgrade it in the future. But we shall have to wait and see. It'll probably be something I'll buy after Christmas. It's not going to be that soon.
Well, the spec I've got in this will last me 2 years. Yeah. Another 2 years. So if you go for an equal spec to me, you'll probably get even more usage out of it.
Yeah.
Because I get annoyed really quickly when things start being slow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I've already hit. And I've already hit that buffer twice in the last year and a half when I hit the problem with the graphics card and I had to upgrade so that I had pixel shader. And now I'm just... But unfortunately, I have to go back to XP. I can no longer stay on Windows Vista. So my computer at the moment will go back to XP and will continue to stay that way. And will be an XP PC. So my next PC will be migrate back to Vista. Just for the fact that because the company known as Discrete, which created the animation program 3D Studio Max, has passed on the torch of 3D Studio Max software to Autodesk, which does CAD and everything, and only Max 8 and Max 9. 7 was the last one with Discrete, and 8 and 9 were with Autodesk. Now, none of these are compatible with Vista, but 9, you can download a patch that fixes it so that it will work. That's not great.
So what problem do you actually get?
Well, there is a DIL file that gets installed, and it is fixable if you were the company that made the software. They could make a patch to allow this, whatever's going wrong, that will not install. And if it doesn't install onto Vista, the software will not load, because it does integrate pretty much into your graphics card because of the elements of what the software does. And because of that, you could make it work. Problem is, because Max 7 backwards is Discrete, which no longer exists, Autodesk don't care, because they want you to buy the new piece of software. I could go out and buy Max 9, download the patch, and run it off Vista, but that's £2,500 worth of software, nearly three.
There are alternatives, comrade.
Exactly, but to be honest, it's easier for me to just go back to
the socialization of the software industry.
Yeah, I'm just knowing that. The reason why I want an upgrade is, even if you agree with me, is the fact my computer needs to be upgraded. But it was working fine on XP. So I know that if I put it back to XP, that computer works fine. Which means that if I kept it on Vista... And
what's the betting? You'll put XP on there and you'll think, this really sucks, and put Vista straight back on.
I'll go with half of that. I will go with the, I think it really sucks, but I won't be putting Vista back on.
Do you want to bet?
Yeah, I will bet. Because I'll
you'll press the start button and you're going to type something in. And you realise nothing will happen.
I do it at work. I go to a web page and I hit Windows and start typing in my favourites. I stop using the bloody favourites tab now. I got in the habit of doing that, and I'm just like, oh my god, I'm not going to be able to hack this. You know, I am not going to like the fact that my menu system swishes across the page. That's just going to drive me up the wall. But I'm going to have to put up with it. To be honest, Paul, you will like me having on XP. Do you know why?
Why?
Me being on XP is going to piss me off. And how, if I can't...
And I like that?
Yes, because...
I don't like my co-host being pissed off.
I'll be pissed off on my PC. If I'm pissed off on my PC, I want to put Vista on. But if I don't put Vista on because I want to animate with my program, it means I'm going to be in a more of a mood to save for a new PC. And iron up some of the Alienware ones or that nice Dell. Because I must admit, that Dell, even you agreed with me, that Dell tower is quite nice.
The one with the slant. Case.
Yeah, with a slant and everything. That's very nice. So
I've been looking at some cases. There was a really nice like mirror finish one I was looking at. It's 150 quid.
So
quite nice. Because I like shiny.
Shiny is good.
But it wouldn't look right with the desk. It needs to be black.
Yeah. Although if you had mirror, it would be black because it would be reflecting all of the blackness. But yeah, I know what you mean. Black.
Well, it's a silver mirror.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking at Dell and Alienware for if it's
so
the same
front
company.
Would be silver.
But I'm only going to go Alienware if I save up enough money to go Uber.
Well, Alienware is Dell,
yeah.
So whatever.
But from the packages they're dealing with, if you just want to go up to pretty much your spec, Dell seems to be the cheapest. It seems to be a waste of money to do it with Alienware. But then Alienware will go a higher spec than the Dell PCs seem to be running at from their specs. So if you wanted to go super Uber and spend £3,000 on a computer, Alienware you can do it and you could have...
What's the point? You
the
spend the extra £2,000 and you get 5% more performance.
Yeah. And, you know, fair enough, that means you could come out with really large hard drives, coming out with Ultimate, four is normally around about 4 gig of RAM, you'll be coming out with a quad instead of a duo processor, but then again, you're spending that money, but where is the technology going to go? Are we going to, is quad going to be the way, or is,
yes.
You know, eventually we'll get to that, but if... Everybody goes over to Quad, the price will come down a lot more.
Intel are projecting 80 core processors in 5 years.
Yeah. So, would it be cheaper?
Of course,
to
what it really shows is the absolute bankruptcy of the processor industry. They can't get the speeds up, so they just put more and more processors in there, which doesn't get the speed any higher because you have multi-threaded applications which make use of it.
Exactly. Well, like I said, we had this conversation that technology, eventually we would get to the point where it would be the hard drive that slows your computer down. The computer would be too fast, and the hard drive is what's...
It already is. That's why you've got all these technologies like Superfetch to preload everything.
Yeah.
Which XP doesn't have.
Yes, thank you very much.
Have fun clicking on something and then like waiting for it to actually load up.
Yes, I know. Well, I know that my next computer will run Vista faster than the one I've got at the moment because it's just having a hard time doing everything. I will miss the ability to look at nice pictures and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to be awful. But at least I know that I can play City Heroes in high graphics and it'll look really nice and shiny and have all the shadows turn on max because my graphics card will actually work properly and I'll be like, uber. So, I would literally use my computer for that. Actually, Supreme Commander is XP in it.
Yeah.
That's good. I knew that Halo 2 I can't get yet, so Halo 2 I'm not going to bother buying now. I'm just going to wait until I get my new PC.
Dude!
Well, what's the point of buying it? I can't run it on Vista, can I? I can't run it on XP. Yeah,
you can buy it and you can put it on that computer.
We'll wait and see. But right, it means that by the time I get it, it'll be cheaper anyway.
Yeah, Wiss has a question to ask. He says it's cheaper to build your own though, isn't it?
No, because I looked at upgrading my computer. And because of the level that my computer is at, once you get to a certain point, you do have to upgrade the motherboard. Once you upgrade the motherboard, I'm at this set where I'm on the old style graphics card, the AGV. I need to go
AGP.
AGP. I need to go up
Advanced Graphics Port.
Yeah, I need to go up to PCI Express. So because of the pin set I've got with my Pentium 4, I will need a new motherboard to be able to get a Core Duo. So, new processor requires new motherboard. New motherboard most likely will mean there will be a different pin of RAM. So I'll have to buy a whole new set of RAM. There is a chance I might need a new hard drive. It depends if it's compatible. And it's going to be pumping out a lot more power.
No, the hard drive will be compatible.
Yeah. More power, so there is a smidge of a chance I may have to upgrade my power. So that price is already coming up. And
you probably will.
Yeah. And Paul priced it up for me, and we were looking at around about £1,000 to spec me back up. Now, fair enough, for that price, I could get close enough to that pretty much that spec already, and that was the full PC in a brand new tower. And fair enough, I'm a little bit wavering that I think my network card from Ethernet cable is going a bit dodgy, because me not being able to access the internet has happened before. So I'm thinking my computer's slowly on its way out anyway. Doesn't bother me because it was free, so no complaints. The only thing I've had to pay for is extra RAM, extra hard drive, and a graphics card, and the monitor, but that stays with it. But yeah, you can get it cheaper, but sometimes it can be good to have someone else build it, especially for speed.
I always build my computers because I want to know what's in the machine.
Yeah, you get the choice. If you shop around and you get the right parts,
there's no way someone could beat like one of the big computer manufacturers on prices for performance. Mm. You can't do it anymore. It's not 5 years ago.
Yeah.
They've put us out of business.
Just the fact that they could sell more computers at a cheaper price than people would want.
And the fact they can buy Windows for like $5.
Yeah.
And the fact they bundle all these applications, which they get paid to bundle. Mm. Like all Google's crappy applications and Norton and all that. They get paid to bundle it all.
So, upgrade needed. Broom. Make it faster. Make it sweeter. Make it look nicer, because I have a white tower.
Vista likes processing speed.
Yeah. I need to up the processing speed, shove in some big RAM, get a good graphics card, and away we go. Probably end up with NVIDIA, because nobody seems to be putting a decent ATI card in that I like, so yeah, it looks like I might be going to NVIDIA, but if it's NVIDIA, everything works.
The drivers are pretty much level now.
Yeah. And
in fact, ATI's drivers, the last two versions have had a black color balance bug, which has forced me to go back, which still isn't fixed. Yeah. That's been going on for like 6 weeks now. But all the like blacks would be brighter than they should be.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm liking the fact that now, looking at it, didn't see it, you noticed it with Dell, but they weren't advertising it as much, but with the Alienware, they were pushing it a lot more on their advertisement. The graphics cards they've been throwing with it, the NVIDIA, were DirectX 10.
Well, I would like to point out that if you buy a DirectX 10 graphics card now, you ain't going to be running DirectX 10 games at a good frame rate. So it's pointless.
Yeah.
You need more performance because, who was it did the, I think Anantech did the benchmarks, and it was like 20 or 30 frames per second in DirectX 10 games.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the point?
But if it's not a reasonable jump in price between that and for argument's sake, the one that is in DirectX 10 is quite low in spec, and I like to be able to have DirectX 9 in high spec.
Plus the DX10 cards are really heavy on power supplies.
Yeah. But as a high spec for me to stay on until the upgrade, and then upgrade to another.
The best price performance ratio for graphics cards at the moment points to a 1950 XT Radeon. It's like 512 megabytes.
The NVIDIA was the 8800.
And the DirectX 10 Radeons are the 2900 series.
Yeah. But
which are heavy on power as well.
Well, one of the things that they were doing was you could have a singular DirectX 10, or you could keep that same power, which they were doing with the Alienware. If you wanted to, you could have just a benchmark smidge bit further back. Instead of dropping so much, instead of having one DirectX 10, you can have dual DirectX 9 graphics cards. So you're still at that speed, but you're running two side by side each other. But the good thing about
SLI is a waste of time.
If you're buying it all packaged together, you know your power supply is going to work. Where if you're going to build one yourself, you're going to have to take this into account. Have you got enough oomph in your PC to electrically power this thing? It's a bit like souping up your car and, you know, putting the... I don't know what part of a car you could say that's close to the power supply. I suppose it's like having a crap engine, or the bit with the fuel intake, having a really crap fuel intake that goggles it in really slowly, and you're just stalling all the time. But
yeah, that was a good analogy. Except on a car,
yeah,
stalling isn't that big of a deal. When you crash in a multiplayer game, which you were winning, it's like, oh no, hacks, hack my computer, you cheat, hacks. See, totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different level of maturity. Also in the news, Sony dropped PlayStation 3 price in the United States by $100. So that brings it down to only $29,800. So that's nearly affordable.
Yeah. Mate at work who lent me, who is still lending me, the zombie game.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising, thank you. He's not playing his Xbox 360 anymore because he's quite happy playing his PlayStation 3. I was like, are you crazy? But
what game is he playing?
He's got Fallen Man, but he's just got that racing one. But I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, I've always used this as my selling point when I used to sell video game consoles, was the fact that, fair enough, you know, this thing might make you toast for it. You might be able to stream MP3 players, you might be able to surf the internet or download arcade games or download classic games. Fair enough, those all make you a benchmark on the idea of do you buy it or not. You know, when you look at it, Nintendo have always been the lower spec lately since a lot of the generations come out, and Xbox has been at the top. PlayStation is either a nudge behind or standing side by side. But for that reason, is not the only one to go out and buy a specific console. At the end of the day, you are going to have some sort of activation device, i.e. controller, gun, whatever, attaching you to the game for interaction. As well as that, you have a game to play with. If every game on the PlayStation 3 was your type of game, you play them all and you want every single one. You go on Xbox 360, you like three. You go on the Wii, you can't find a single one you can get your head around. Then obviously that states buy a PlayStation 3. Fair enough, other ways around. If you go around trying to find, I just want all the Japanese style funny games that are fun, kids sort of stuff, then probably a Wii is for you. But at the end of the day, you may find, well, you get that sort of stuff on PlayStation 2 or come out for the PlayStation 3. I cannot get my head around a Wii remote. It drives me up the wall. Then don't buy it. At the end of the day, you're going to be sat there with a controller in your hand. You're not going to sat there hugging your PlayStation 3 or your Xbox 360 while you're playing a game. You just don't do it because you don't pick the damn thing up. They float discs. You'll be spinning all over the bloody shop. So that is your key points. Controller, games.
Yeah, so what games has he got on a PlayStation 3?
Not many, and I can't understand why he owns it. But he must like him.
No, what it is, his blind Sony fanboyism has blinded him to the fact that it's crap.
Yeah. But yeah, even in the old days when it was Xbox and PlayStation 2, I would say, you know, go look at those games and go look at those games and see which ones if I give you enough money to buy all the games.
But back in the Xbox versus PS2, that was a legitimate argument. It is not a legitimate argument this time round.
No,
because the PS3 doesn't have anything.
Where before, Xbox was slowly following up, but you leave it till the end of the market and the Xbox is more powerful than the PlayStation 2, but the games were starting to equal out on the amount that was out there. Fair enough, there was loads of old games, but who wants to go out and buy all the really old games that were out when the console was released? No one wants to buy
them. Shadow people that can only afford pre-owned games for like £6.
Exactly. So,
which don't contribute to the console market, so don't really make a difference.
Yeah. If you're picking up a pre-owned game, the money has been made on that. The only people who are going to financially gain from that game now is the people you're buying it from. People who spent all their hard-earned time and sweat into developing and designing and making and producing that game have already been paid once it was released. They were paid when it was sold to the company that's going to sell it to you.
Oxlow says, "Or buy a PC instead of a console." Well, that's nearly an argument for the PlayStation 3, but to get a PC, you're still looking at double the price.
The advantage with a PC is the games are a lot cheaper. The disadvantage is there is no benchmark. The games slowly creep better and better and better. If you look at a console, for argument's sake, Xbox 360, you look at the release titles to the last game ever designed for the console when it finally finishes, there will be a large increase in the look of it. It'll be performance real great. Perfect example, Halo and Halo 2, both on the same console, look so different compared to each other because of the development of the design of games through that console's time period. Now, you get this exactly the same thing on a PC, but look on the back of the box and look at the specs between one and the other. If you look at the specs between Halo 2 and Halo on the PC, there's a difference. So you're always benchmarking is going up, and like Paul said, his PC will only last 2 years, then he's got to upgrade it. So you've got to have that you know, your money's still being spent. Once you've got your console, that's it, you bought it. You have to spend lots of money for your games, but once you've got your PC, you're saving on games, but you're going to have to keep upgrading.
On that note, when you said my PC would be upgraded in 2 years or so, what really bugs me is people who say, well, if I buy something today, it's out of date tomorrow.
Well, it's not. It'll last longer, but
the trouble is, the people who say that, they buy the cheapest thing they can.
Yeah.
Which is already out of date.
So you're even more out of date, and nothing works, and then they whinge about it.
Buy top of the range, and you're good for years.
That's the thing, is people are always thinking...
And my system wasn't even top of the range. I didn't go for, like, dual processors.
I'll wait until it's cheap.
Quad processors.
Because
even.
When it's cheap, it's because something new's come out. Because it's come out, something new's come out, it is out of date. Fair enough, with new technology, sometimes you want to wait for the last couple of models to come out. Like we said with the DirectX 10. The ones that are out at the moment are not benchmarked as high as what they could be. So wait maybe a couple of models. But you know, that's just releasing a couple of models. Don't start waiting until those ones have come down to a reasonable price. Fair enough, if you can't afford it, you're going to have to stay at the back rung. You'll never be top high performance.
Wait 6 months, save the extra money, buy a decent computer.
But yeah. You know, it's all going to go up. But fair enough, at some point, things will not be compatible with each other once it gets more. Like, I've hit that benchmark where I will have to replace quite a few components.
Well, that's because Intel went through, like, 50 different sockets.
Yeah. But then, obviously, once I've got my Core Duo, I probably might be able to bump up an extra processor, maybe throw in a little bit more RAM to jump up to 4 gig. But I'm not going to have to do any much more than that.
In the last 4 computers I've had, I've never upgraded the processor. Upgrading the motherboard.
Yeah. So, what would you think will probably be what you'll be touching in 2 years' time? Probably graphics card will be a definite.
Whole system. Motherboard, RAM, graphics.
The whole lot.
Yeah.
Same processor or a new processor?
New processor. Well, duh, 8-core by then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, by then everything will be bumped up a lot more, so it all goes with the market.
Probably the same sound card. Probably keep my Odyssey 2. Same more bits and bobs.
Well, fair enough, with a console, you can buy a console old. And the good thing is, if you know where to get hold of the games, there is nothing to say you can't have an old console. I've got a PlayStation and a GameCube. I still can't. And I've been buying games for my GameCube still. I went out and bought some pre-owned ones that are in good nick. I've got Pikmin 2 and stuff like that.
Ooh, Pikmin.
I haven't had a chance to play it, but I only just started playing again. I must admit, I'll play a bit more and I'll do a good review on it, because I quite like that game. But, you got retro. There's nothing wrong with going back a few steps. I must admit, when I popped in to see Pete at game, a woman came in asking, is there a way of being able to play games that require to run on DOS on Vista?
Yes.
And the deputy manager came out with DOS bots, and I said that there might be some. I knew that you can right click and go administration and tell it to run as if it's on 95 or Windows, but I didn't know if there was a DOS version there or not. But I said, if you go to the actual website for the company, that like LucasArts, sometimes you do find patches and stuff to allow them, because they did that for running them on XP. So I didn't know. I said, go check, there might be something. Because I know that when I had installed Sims 2, that will not work on Vista, but you go to the website and...
The Sims 2 is hardly a DOS game.
No, but you know what I mean. Because that. So what would people have to do? You got a DOS game, you want to play it. For argument's sake, I've got a DOS game at home, Star Wars Dark Forces.
Go to dosbox.soundforge.org, download it, install it, run DOS, and run the game.
Simple as.
Well, yeah, DOSBox is just a DOS virtual machine.
Yeah. It's like an emulator, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the word.
Emulator.
No, actually, that's not really the best word. Virtual machine is better.
Yeah.
It's a virtual DOS operating system.
Cool.
Although, yeah, it is in a minute, but whatever.
It's a hybrid.
It's not a car, dude. Also in the news, Sony have apologised. If you cash your mind back a few weeks ago, we talked about the Manchester Cathedral Resistance Fall of Man business.
Mm-hmm.
Sony have apologised.
We shall go to that bit now.
Sony are sorry over the game.
weren't these bits that they were
unreserved apology is their exact
didn't words. The church ask for something to be changed, but Sony never did it.
Yeah, Dr. David A. Rees, this is what Sony had to say. President of Sony Entertainment Europe says, "It is clear to us that the connection between the congregation and the cathedral was deeply personal and spiritual one." So that's nice.
And he says, "As a result, it is also clear that we've offended some of the congregation by using the cathedral in our science fiction
right.
game."
I'm going to offend the cathedral people. You suck. Who cares if Sony have a building in their game? I mean, I'm not... Wow, man, if somebody used my house for Quake 5, oh no, I'm offended.
Mm.
They used my house. Oh no. What a load of nonsense. God. It shows what a bunch of religious nutcases they are.
But yeah. Watched a good film. We'd say go out and watch it. I watched Die Hard 4.0.
What? Dude, I'm still talking about this.
Alright, carry on. I thought you finished.
No, the religious church man.
Anti-Gunders.
What's his name? I can't find his name. Maybe he doesn't have one.
Dean?
No, he's somewhere else. Oh, here we go. The cathedral dean, the very Reverend Roger Govender, said he still feared another religious building could be cloned for virtual desecration. They asked Sony to withdraw the game. Obviously, Sony refused. Yeah, we're just going to pull our game, like the only game we've got on our PlayStation 3, because a bunch of religious nutjobs are upset. He also asked Sony to make a substantial donation to the community groups nominated by the cathedral. Sony also refused to do that, rightly so.
Mm.
All the groups any church backs are right-wing fascist nutjobs, so you don't want to back any of those. They also asked Sony to sign it to the Sacred Digital Guidelines. Who knows what the frack that is, but Sony refused to do that as well. And yeah, he says a mosque or synagogue or temple or other churches could be cloned again. Oh no, for virtual desecration.
Well, if they didn't want to clone it, then all they do is they could just go in and instead of going into one and copying it, you go into 10, do lots of drawings and photography, and you build your own church and desecrate that. Because if it looks similar and it's not an absolute clone copy, and you've got the opening part of the doorway looks like the one in Manchester, then the internal roof is St. Paul's Cathedral, yet the walls are coloured the same colour as somewhere in South Somerset, no one can have a go at you because you've just used churches of reference to build your own. You're not suggesting that that happened in that particular church. And no one can stop you on that. It's full rights. Come on. There were churches in Oblivion. I've seen churches in some of the Call of Duty ones, blown up ones. You know, there's amount of churches that you see through games. Church in Legend of Zelda and stuff like that. But they're all, they don't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's what I'll say to that.
Essentially, the religious nut jobs are insane.
Yeah, it's something to cry about. They need something to preach.
Oh, did you see what the Church of England had to say about all the floods lately?
Noah, it was the Vatican.
It was God's revenge.
It's water. It happens.
If God wanted revenge on people, he should use lightning and individually target people that are annoying him. He shouldn't just blanket a whole area and like punish everybody.
You do realise that if we have we get close to an ice age and we get a lot of excess water before the ice age is triggered, and we get a lot of water rising and floods, they're just going to do the whole Noah thing and say that it's man is screwed because we've done bad things, and that we're going to have a Noah system where
what they fail to remember is it's the church that's probably done most of those bad things.
And also it's a natural part of the cycle of the planet.
What?
Ice ages. They're a natural cycle. Yeah, it is scientifically proven that it is a natural cycle.
I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm disagreeing with is where is an ice age mentioned in the Bible?
It isn't, but flooding before an ice age or after an ice age, if we have one, what I'm saying is they'll just start doing the whole Noah thing and start saying that mankind is being wiped off because we're evil and we should act good, where it's got nothing to do with God, it's just a natural thing that's occurring.
Right. My name's Adam. I like to state the obvious.
Yeah, well, I like to state the obvious. You don't state the obvious and you're too busy stating the other stuff, you forget the obvious things. Ooh, someone's out the motorbike.
Indeed. Right, that's all our news items for this week. So we will now move on to our special segment.
Which is?
Name that crazy game.
Name that crazy game.
Yeah, this is just something I'm making up on the fly. Hang on a second.
All right, I'm going with it. Do you want me to talk about something for a minute?
No, I can remember where it is.
Ooh.
Basically, what we do is I play a video and somebody has to email us the name of the video.
Oh, cool.
This is a video of a game. I've lost a thread. There it is. Yeah, I unsticked it and it disappeared. Right, so this is a video of somebody playing a game. You have to name the game. Which means I'll have to mute it because you can hear the name of the game at the start. Oh no, it's not loading.
Loading.
YouTube, man. It's buggy as hell. Actually, let's do the second one.
Damn it! Fuck off, shit. You know, at least I got 23 coins. That's really what matters in this workaday world. Fuck. Why were you on that side, fire stick? Come on. Up, around. Watch out for bullets. Bullet bill. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yes! Alright! This looks good. Fucking big stick there. This is fucking... Get down. Oh! Blah! Thank you, Bullaville. Thank you for... shuffling me out of this fucking mortal coil, you cock. Oh my god. This is just becoming rote. This is my life. This is what I do. You know, Mario, I have a lot of respect for you, because, you know, if I were from New York, and, like, I went through fucking my toilet, and suddenly found myself in a kingdom where I had to rescue some dumb bitch who always fucking gets herself kidnapped. Alright, here we go. I would not have the patience for this shit. Okay, fuck. Get down. Oh my god! What? Oh my god, I'm so close! Alright. Get up here, and the fuck, oh no, that fucking hit my fucking baby toe. No, that did not just happen to me. That is not just...
Yeah, so that is a video of somebody playing Sonic.
What was he playing? Emailing. Yeah,
the people on the forums probably have already spotted this.
And also, all the people that are listening live, don't give your answers now, because we're not going to say you're right or wrong. Put it on the forums.
On the forums in the Gamercast section.
Yosh.
Yeah, so anyway, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. You can review our show on like iTunes or like get it there or dig us or leave feedback on the forums or give us money and so on.
Yeah. Damn right. I like in a lot of the letters. Thank you very much for some of the listeners from the live part who have put some really good letters in there. I'm really liking that. It's going well considering we're getting close to the lull moment in the gaming industry where the games are coming slower and slower, but we're waiting for all the good stuff that people have been waiting all since Christmas for. So it's all building up again. So obviously when we get to that point, we'll be less to review, but more to get excited about.
We're excited.
So it's all good. But also we're going to go back on some older games because we're going to be able to do some renting. So after payday, what I'll do is probably put some money aside and go out rent a game now and again, and me and Paul can have a play it. So we'll rent something out that neither of us have played on the Xbox 360, and we'll do a review on that. Sorry we're limited, but obviously we can't rent a console, so we're limited to what we've got. So there. But one final thing I would like to add on a download for the Virtual Console on the Wii is been released some sequels. They've done a sequel pack. It's not all by one.
Doesn't this belong in the news section?
I completely forgot about it. It's off the fly, okay, so you have to deal with it.
So what am I doing? New Wii stuff.
Yeah, new Wii stuff, virtual console. Basically, these games are already out, but it's the sequels. So I can't remember what one of them was, but I know Golden Axe 2 is out, and they've also finally released Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is my favourite one. I'd like to add that the cool thing is you can play this with just the Wii Remote, but if you want to do any of the cheats, you will need a virtual console controller or a GameCube controller, so you've got all three buttons. To state for the controller of the buttons, because you cannot use A and B as A and B from the Mega Drive, you literally look at all four buttons and start from the left corner one is A, the lowest one is B, and the top right one is C, and the very top one in the middle, don't count it. So you use those three ones going down in a C shape at the bottom for them, so that if you go on the internet and type in cheats for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, treat the buttons as they are there. Don't pay attention to what it says on there, because it's designed as a Mega Drive, not as a Super Nintendo or whatever else Nintendo. So, but very good. I had to go put on the Supersonic cheat, and I must admit, for me, the other thing that's really good is I had to be in the mood to play Sonic the Hedgehog 2 with any of the cheats on, because it was such a hassle. You had to go through to the sound check, press all these sounds, scooting up and down. Once you've done that, you had to reset the game, press a couple of buttons to go into the level select, and go to the sound check in the level select to put any of the major cheats on. Once you put these cheats on, as long as you don't forget to actually reset the game, once you've got the cheats on, when you exit the game and you come back to it, it's at the last point you were. You hit reset, hit the A button, which would be the far left button instead of the one that says A, press the start button, and you go back to the menu select. Make sure you press A and then start button on what level you want to go, and all your cheats are still switched on, because you never turn the console off. It keeps the memory. It's basically a bit like hit pause and leaving your Mega Drive on all the time, and then you come back to it and hit reset. As long as you press those button combinations, it always worked. Your cheats would always disappear when you turn the power off, but the Wii Virtual Console never loses power unless you delete the memory system, which is really cool. I like that.
Well, hey.
Though I'm messing with it, I had a bit of a kind of remembering what I used to play when I had Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and I just thought of my two favourite games, Urban Strike and Micro Machines 2. And I just can't wait until those come out on Virtual Console. It's going to be extreme. But yeah, go check it out. It's out on release now.
Indeed. Right, so we'll see everyone next week.
Yep.
On episode 79.
Yes, we will.